Welcome to Take Action and Get Profits with Michelle Sism, where entrepreneurs come together to discuss business growth strategies, marketing ideas, techniques, and tips. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Michelle Sism.
Welcome to the show, everyone. It is a lovely Monday in Lake Charles, Louisiana. I hope it is just as beautiful where you are. You know, I love doing these shows on Monday because it's the beginning of the week, and there's always so much excitement going on about what is what's out there, right? What's the possibility? And here we are, mid-August. Summer is already almost over. If you have children going back to school, I've been talking to a lot of happy women lately because their children are starting back to school. So it's all exciting. It's just like something new, fresh and new, in this late in the year, right? So. Very cool stuff. We got some great guests for you today, and we're going to continue our conversation about legacy. And before we do that, we need to do our housekeeping. So you know there are a couple of ways you can get in touch with us. Number one, you can call in, and our number is 347-989-1363. It's 347-989-1363. Number two, you can connect with us on Facebook. It's a great way for you to let us know what's on your mind. Facebook.com/Decisive Minds, and also Facebook.com/Tough Talk Radio for this amazing radio network that we're on. And then last but absolutely not least is iTunes. So be sure and connect with us if you want to listen to the show again, if you want to share it with your buddies, or maybe you missed one. You can find us at Take Action, Get Profits on iTunes.com. So a couple of really easy ways for you to get connected and stay connected, especially with these great guests that we've been having on the show and that we have coming up on the show. So all kind of exciting stuff. If you've been around for the last couple of weeks, maybe the last couple of months, you know we've been talking about legacy. And bigger than that, it's all about creating your legacy and using your business to create the legacy that you want to build, right? Not necessarily that it's a legacy that you're going to leave, but maybe a legacy that you're going to live and then your children are going to live, or whatever that looks like for you. So I wanted to tell you a couple of stories today. I was actually on the phone a couple of days ago with a really good friend of mine who recently sold her business. And we were having the conversation about, where was that turning point? She had been in this business since about, early 90s, and probably about 2003 or 4, she made a decision to start looking at it as a bigger business, and then about 2007, she made the decision that she was going to set it up in a way that it created a legacy that she wanted to create in this world. And so she started to do certain things to get ready to transition her business, whatever that looked like. For her, she knew that she wanted to retire at a certain age. And retirement meant that in the years 2015, 16, 17, somewhere in that range, she needed to sell her business, or wanted to sell her business, so that she could retire. And so it was a great conversation talking to her about the things that she did to really get herself set up to have this business that was a true asset that could be handed over to someone else. And so she worked on getting everything systemized. She made sure that the business could run without her, right? She wasn't having to do the day-to-day, every bit of it be engrossed in the muck of the day in running her business. She had set it up in a way so that it was running smooth. It was also very profitable, and that made it very lucrative and appealing to someone else to come in and buy. And one of the things that I thought was so very interesting that she said to me is that when she started to shift her thinking and the company, she knew that she wanted to design the company for a forward thinker, a young entrepreneur that would come in and want to buy this business because it was moving forward and it was expanding. So she focused on a few very important things. She knew that technology was going to be extremely important. And so she became very, very technology savvy and technology based, able to work with clients all around the country based on the fact that she could use cloud aspects and things like that in her business. And so she strategically developed it in a way that would make it appealing to that, say, 30-something-year-old entrepreneur. And so it was a fun conversation. She did it right when she decided to go out and speak to the business broker and sell her company. Within, I think she told me it took them like 9 to 12 months to go through the entire process of putting out, asking for bids and having several people bid on the company and going through to decide who would be the right fit so that the company that she had built for so many years and loved would be taken care of. The employees who are like her family would be taken care of. So she is super excited about that transition. And that conversation really led me to back to this whole thought process on legacy and the stories and the people that I know who didn't do it right. And so I know you've probably heard me say tell the story often about the day spa owner that passed away right before my dad did about a year and a half ago, and how her day spa, even though she had been in business for 25 years, when she passed away, they closed it because it wasn't created in a way that someone else could come in and run it. No one in her family wanted to run it, and it wasn't designed to be sold. So, and you've heard me tell that story many times, but there's so many others. Another friend of mine, this happened about 5 years ago. He was in a partnership, very successful. Here in Louisiana, they sold hoses, and very lucrative business here with all the chemical plants and things like that. He was a partnership with someone else, and his partner, who was the majority stockholder in the company, was killed on his way to work in a car accident one morning. And so all of a sudden, because they had not planned ahead for any of this, the portion of the company that was owned by that gentleman, the partner, was automatically went to his wife. And his wife didn't know a whole lot about business, but what she did know is how to spend money. And so she went into the company very quickly, took most of the money out of the company. Once my friend found out about it, as a non-controlling partner, he had to take her to court to try to get the money back. A very long legal battle ensued. They lost several of their major clients, and they ended up losing the entire company. And all of that happened because they did not have a plan in place if something happened to either one of them. And they're both really young guys in their 40s. You know, you just don't expect those kind of things, right? We have to have a plan in place for our legacy. So it's not just about building it and designing the systems. Extremely important, right, if we're going to sell it and have that. But we also have to have a plan in case of something outrageous happens, something we never expect. And then the third story is a friend of mine who owns a pool business. They actually create or spray in gunite pools, okay? And their situation, the company was started by his father. He is second generation. He's got a son that's third generation. And the father said that he was going to retire, and supposedly he did retire, but he can't seem to let go, right? And so it seems like at every turn, every time the son wants to build the business, take the business to the next step, to the next level, do something different, find a different niche to go into or whatever that looks like, the father comes back all of a sudden and puts his son on top of it and stops it. And so there's not a design for them to transition the company because the father can't seem to let go. And so when we look at creating our businesses and the way we're going to do things, whether we're going to attempt to sell it, so how do we set it up for that? When we're going to be prepared for something like, the hose guys where he dies in a car accident and all of a sudden now you've got a new partner, his wife, right? Or you're second generation and you're ready to take over. You're running the business as is, yet your first generation parent can't seem to let go. There's planning that needs to go in place, right? And it needs to happen early, not at the last minute, not once the parent can't seem to let go or not after the unforeseen accident happens. So I'm really excited that these are the types of things that we're going to be covering in the Legacy Live event that's coming up in September in Houston, September 10th, 11th, and 12th. I would love to invite you, if you're in the conversation of what does this business look like, how do I make it bigger, how do I make it transferable, how do I create the legacy I want to create in this world, then I want to encourage you to join us in Houston, September 10th through 12th. You can find out more and get your ticket for the event at legacyliveevent.com. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break, and when we get back, we'll be talking to our first guest of the show.
If you know someone who wants the Legal A-Team on their side, have them call on Altenburn & Associates, the Legal Eagle, today. David Altenburn is an experienced and recognized top lawyer in Houston who will put an eagle's eye to protecting the client's best interests at all times. For any personal injury, family law, or business law concern, Altenburn & Associates can help with our connections that count and make a difference for great results. We work hard for the justice our clients deserve, earning client trust and opponent respect, one case at a time. For legal help, call 281-904-6330 today.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio media, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Attention entrepreneurs, it's time to get real. Real about who you are, where you want to be, and what you're willing to do to get there. To make the leap from just getting by to making real money and making a real difference in this world takes a plan and certain skills. If you are serious about building a business that makes a difference in this world, join Michelle Sism at her Legacy Live event in Houston, Texas, September 10th through the 12th. Learn more at legacyliveevent.com. We will see you there.
Wonderful, and we are back with Dennis McComb. Dennis, are you there?
I'm here, and happy Monday to you.
You too. Dennis, how are things in Houston?
They're very good. Bright, sunny, shiny day, about 100 degrees.
Yeah, you know, no, we appreciate that it's not 110 or 115. It's only 100.
Yeah.
Very cool. So listen, guys, I'm so excited to introduce you to Dennis. Dennis is going to be with me at the Legacy Live event, Dennis and Brian. And Dennis is a business coach. He's a mentor. He's been featured in all kind of amazing magazines and on ABC and NBC and Fox and everything else from just his general approach to building business, which is, you know, when you and I met, probably been 2 years now. And I've actually had you on the show a couple of times before, so that's exciting. And I know that you and I have the same beliefs when it comes to business. So I was super excited to have you on the show with us today. But one of the directions I really want to talk about with you is about this whole idea of using video in your business. And I know you guys have a video studio, or you have a studio there in Houston, and y'all are doing some major stuff with video over there. So really, that was the conversation I wanted to have today.
Nice. Well, awesome. We are absolutely looking forward to being at this event. I love the topic of leaving a legacy. You and I both know, unfortunately, people usually don't plan in time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's kind of like the stock market. You definitely want to plan to sell your business at a high and not in a low. And
exactly.
That's not usually what people do.
That's right.
Yeah. I love helping business owners with, you know, their messaging and the marketing. And usually video work is just a big part of that.
Yeah. And so you guys opened your studio, what, like maybe a year and a half, 2 years ago? Has it been that long?
Yeah, it's been about 2 years since we opened that up, pretty much to our coaching clients. And then we started doing a big 10X event here every month and helping small business entrepreneurs come in and be in a safe environment where they could actually kind of practice and kind of go into a Shark Tank environment where they had to learn to, you know, get their core messaging out and be specific with their target audience and a lot of the techniques that we teach. And that has drawn in a whole lot of outside clients as well for just video work.
Yeah. So I've watched you guys do a lot of video for promotion, whether it's really video can be used for relationship building, it can be used specifically to sell products and services. I mean, it is become the medium of choice. And, you know, I mean, it stands to reason. Americans in particular have been in love with TV forever, and video is just that next level, right? And that interactive,
I think internet has just made it to where the small business owner can actually get into video. You know, before you had to have a big budget to get a television commercial, and now with the internet, it's basically television with a lot more channels.
For
targeted audiences. So it's a powerful medium. I would say it's, you know, probably the highest converting media outlet that you can use. And I think people are just becoming more and more aware that they have to have video in the business.
Yeah, I think that's actually probably been one of the biggest distractions in the whole thing was you hit on the fact that it's not as expensive, right? I mean, people can't run the level of ads to compete with the big boys, whereas video, you know, going into your studio to shoot video, it's not millions of dollars like people think, right? It's affordable. It is an easy way for them to gain access to their clients as well.
So many mediums that, you know, people come in and they see some of our video work or they see some of our clients' videos and you know, they want to walk in the door and shoot a video. And, you know, there's just a little bit of work that has to be done on the front side.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our first questions is, well, you know, where is this video going to be? Is it going to be on your website? Is it for branding? Is it going to be social media? Is this for training? You know, there's different styles of video for the different outlets out there. And then once we determine the outlets they're going to use it on, then we have to know what the video is trying to accomplish. Is it, you know, about attracting customers or capturing leads for the business, or is it nurturing your existing clients? You know, is this a sales page video where you're trying to actually convert someone? You know, are you trying to get referrals? So we need to know what the video is being used for ultimately. And once we have that, then we can kind of script it out and come up with a pretty good marketing plan.
Yeah, I've actually been in Dennis's studio and done some work in there. And, you know, first of all, it's really exciting to go into a studio where people get marketing. They really understand. So they can help you see, you know, if you're doing a branding video and you go into training mode, they can help you see that, right? Mm-hmm. It's kind of funny. I actually, you know, go to Houston and do video, and my husband will say, don't we do that in Lake Charles? Don't people here do that? And I'm like, yeah, but they don't get the marketing piece of it, right? So, yeah, it's worth taking that, driving those 2 hours to be able to work with a team who gets it. So that's super cool.
I mean, you know, it just common sense. Your videographers, they know how to run cameras. They know how to run editing software. They're very good and skilled at what they do. That's their craft. But to actually, you know, work with a team where there's a marketing team as well as a video team, it's a powerful combination. And,
that's right.
You know, you really just, you have to know and understand marketing in order to do this correctly and actually get the return that you're looking for.
Yeah. Very cool. So if we're, our audience, Dennis, is, you know, some of them are new to business. Most of them have been around for 2 or 3 years. But let's talk to those people who are new first. And if you were to give them a recommendation on, if they were to do one video, what would be the most important video for them to start with?
You know, it really depends on the target audience and where the target audience is hanging out. You can make the best video, and if no one sees it or your target audience doesn't see it, then it's not doing anything.
That's right.
But I would say with most small or new type businesses, you know, their biggest pain is they can't attract enough new clients. They don't have, you know, a book of business where they can go back in and get repeat sales yet. And so we spend a lot of time talking about how to attract their target audience to their business and how to capture those leads. You know, probably shooting video for lead pages, you know, one page kind of opt-in videos, and getting into social media and running ads on social media with it, because that's their least expensive and most targeted method of getting these new leads with video.
Yeah, it works very well. We do a lot of that here. And, you know, what we know to be true is that video marketing, any types of marketing that you do that includes video, has a much greater response rate. People love video. It's just a fact. They want to watch it. They want to see it. They want to know what's coming up. What are they missing, right? And video touches on all those aspects. So,
and it allows them to put their core message, their core beliefs into the video, where people can actually feel an emotion. Without an emotion, you're not going to make a sell. You're not really attracting anyone. There's good emotion, there's bad emotion, but there has to be some emotion, and it's got to be the emotion that you were trying to generate.
Mm-hmm.
Would be very difficult to do that with print ads.
It really is. You know, it's you have to be careful, because with print, they get to create their own emotion. So, you know.
Well, and you know, one, I know you. This is about video and using it, but I keep going back to, you know, the first part of your show about leaving a legacy. And, you know, one of the things that we're asking people early on in the coaching relationship is, you know, what's your exit strategy? Because, you know, if their plan is to sell a business and all the videos are about them and not the company, it makes it very difficult, you know, to transition this business into something that you could actually sell. And so we have to know that when shooting video, you know, if, you know, are you promoting, you know, yourself, or are you promoting a company brand? And that's very important for business owners to address early on.
Very cool. Whenever you look at video in marketing, do you think that there is there a hot spot for length of time?
What do you mean?
Like the 3-minute video versus the 10?
Yeah, there's appropriate locations for them. When you're trying to attract and somebody doesn't know you very well, you're going to have a really hard time keeping their attention. So those videos have to be short, sweet, to the point. They have to be specific and call out the target audience that they're talking to so they can grab their attention, kind of put a hook out there immediately. Once you have a relationship, say, you know, the first video, they click on a link and they go in, they've expressed interest and your next video can be a little longer. You know, there are some very well-known coaches out there that can put a quick video out there, get somebody's attention, and get them over to another page. Well, they'll stay for over an hour and listen to training or part of their sales. But if you were to go out and just put a 10-minute video out online, you can be very disappointed at how many people will click off really quick.
Yeah, absolutely.
So short is better. The newer the relationship, short, sweet, concise is the key.
Excellent. So let's talk a little bit about working with a studio or looking for somewhere to shoot your videos. So what should people be looking for?
Well, you know, the videographer is definitely a key measure, because different videographers have different styles, and you want to make sure that you're getting the right videographer for your type of shoot. You know, the editing component, how they traditionally edit their footage. Some are more cinematic, others are, you know, more of a training style, just a direct to camera. So you really want to kind of know what kind of videographer you're dealing with and their style and what you're looking for and make sure that meshes. The other is, you know, do they have the appropriate lighting and audio equipment? You can get away with some poor lighting in some situations, but you can never get away with poor audio.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say third, you know, the style of video. Are you going to be shooting on a green screen? If so, they've got to have, you know, green screen studio where they can get the lighting just perfect. But honestly, you know, doing a strategy session early on with a videographer and just asking the right questions won't cost you anything. And I think that's key.
Yeah. Very good. I was highly impressed with your team, I tell you. They're really good. Really good.
We had a lot of fun. Our videographer that we use, we have several, but the one I would say, you know, just makes people feel at home, takes the stress out of it, gets your personality to just come out, and you can almost ignore the camera.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That makes a big difference, too. Especially for those who aren't used to being in front of a camera, right? So.
Yeah, I mean, you've talked a lot, or, you know, I hear you talk a lot about being more of an introvert than an extrovert, and
right.
I am too, you know, and right. So I don't particularly like being on the front side of the cameras, but, you know, when you've got the right team running the cameras and they're interacting with you, it changes the dynamic, and it just makes it so much easier, mm-hmm. so much easier.
Very good. Well, we have, I don't know, 4 or 5 minutes left, so... First thing I want to do, because I don't want to forget, is I want to let everyone know how they can find out more about the studio and you and the team that's working there. So what would you have them do?
Well, probably the easiest way is just growthcoachingsystems.com, and there's a contact us form. You could also look us up on Facebook, and that would be in the Growth Coaching Systems. Or if somebody wants to just reach out direct by phone, they can contact us at 832-729-8424. And we offer a whiteboard session for video work if somebody just wants to come in and sit down and come up with some strategies, make sure that they've got their messaging and their target audience, all that stuff outlined correctly. We can definitely help them with all of that.
Very cool. You guys need to check that out, growthcoachingsystems.com. You find out a lot about Dennis and his entire team on the on that page. So very good.
If anybody's wanting to meet us personally, I recommend that they come to this Legacy Live event. We're going to be hanging out there and getting to meet a lot.
Yeah, I agree. That's the thing to do, too, people. It's really to come in person. You know, I think that there's something about that relationship. So the way I have built this business is I have invested time in long-term relationships. So when I'm looking for video work, when I'm looking for someone to do, you know, branding or whatever that looks like in my business, I want to meet that person, go with my gut feeling, and then turn that into a long-term relationship because they get to know me, right? I want the same person behind the camera if I can, because he knows me and he understands. Mm-hmm. So very important. You guys be sure that you come to Legacy Live. Meet Dennis. Meet his crew there at the event.
We'll all be there.
That's right. And remember, it's extremely important that you start to connect with your audience through video. It's, you know, there are people learn in multiple ways. Right? Some of them want to read it. Some of them want to see your face. Some of them want to hear your voice. And there's no better way to combo that than in video. You can actually do all three in video. So, you know, it is an amazing medium. I think it is extremely underused at this point by entrepreneurs. And when I see underuse with something that is so very powerful, I see opportunity. Right, Dennis?
Absolutely. And, you know, that's why we created the 10X event that we hold monthly mm-hmm. is for those individuals that haven't been exposed to it or aren't utilizing it effectively in their business, because it gives them the opportunity to, you know, practice without intimidation.
Yeah. Very good. Thank you so much for being here, Dennis. It's been fun.
Absolutely.
Awesome. I will be seeing you in a couple of weeks at the event.
Sounds good.
All right, guys, we're going to take a short break, and we'll be back with our second guest of the show.
Live at Choice, where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live at Choice choose to make a difference. Live at Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveatchoice.com to get started. Lauren Jano is an elite, international certified, high-performance coach, author, and speaker with over 15 years' experience helping clients transform so that they are living bolder, happier, and more successful lives. Through a combination of her world-class coaching program and exclusive assessments, her mission is to get to the crux of your issues quickly and accurately, and then guide you to achieve sustained and higher levels of clarity, joy, energy, connection, influence, and overall performance in every area of your life. To learn more or to contact Lauren, go to laurenjano.com.
Attention entrepreneurs, it's time to get real. Real about who you are, where you want to be, and what you're willing to do to get there. To make the leap from just getting by to making real money and making a real difference in this world takes a plan and certain skills. If you are serious about building a business that makes a difference in this world, join Michelle Sism at her Legacy Live event in Houston, Texas, September 10th through the 12th. Learn more at LegacyLiveEvent.com. We will see you there.
Wonderful, and we are back with our next guest, Paul Taubman. Are you there?
I'm here.
Awesome. How are you doing today?
I am doing great. I got a quick question for you.
Go ahead.
Is it too late to reschedule our conversation now? Because I think I have to go do some video work.
You need to go do some video work? I know, Paul. Isn't that something? Just never know what you're going to learn when you're listening to the other guests, huh?
Yeah, Paul, great. That was great information from him.
Yeah, they're awesome, and you're going to really like meeting them at the event. So, yay, Paul Taubman. I was just thinking, ooh, we could share his new news, but we're not sharing your new news yet, are we?
No, probably in about a week or so.
Okay. Oh, gosh, guys, y'all going to have to hold on. Paul's got some real exciting stuff coming, but in the meantime, we're just going to call Paul the what do we want to call you, Paul? I don't want to say you're the WordPress guy because you're so much more than that.
How about just the website strategy guy?
The website strategy guy. I like that. So, guys, this is Paul Taubman. And, man, Paul, I've known you now for about, 5 years? I think I met you the year I started this business back in 2010. And Paul was one of the first speakers. You spoke at my very first event in 2011, didn't you?
I did, yep.
Yes. So super excited that Paul is going to be with us at Legacy this year, and he's going to be back to be on the resource panel. Paul is just absolutely brilliant when it comes to your online strategy with your website development. Not only is the man brilliant at making things work like, I don't, I don't know how they work. I just want them to work. And so so I love it. Paul's the brains that makes people like me look really good. And then beyond that, he's so much more because he completely gets the fact that websites aren't just supposed to be pretty. They have a purpose.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
They have a purpose. So welcome to the call, Paul.
Well, thank you very much.
Wonderful. So we're going to talk a little bit about websites and what they should be doing and what they shouldn't be doing. But anything really exciting going on in the website world that I should know first?
excuse me. Well, I would say that now is always a good time for folks to take a look at their website and ask yourself, is it time to reevaluate? Is it doing what it's supposed to be doing for you? Is it, you know, because a lot of times the website, when you first build it, 6 months, a year, definitely a couple of years go by and your business is changing and there's a good chance that your website needs to change as well. So that's kind of a blanket statement of just check in and see, is your website doing what it's supposed to be doing?
Yeah. Yeah, so you have to be real careful. I have a someone called me the other day and said that she was talking to a friend of hers, and she recommended that the girl call me, and the girl said, well, I saw on her website that she's not taking any more clients. Honey, that should have been nowhere on my website, right? So I immediately went, we need to check the website again. Because how long has it been since I've gone through every page? No, tell me what she saw, where it was, and what it might have meant. But, you know, that's terrifying when you live or die based on some online activity like that. Those kind of things can get you. And I know
right.
You do a lot of, you know, you do a lot of work on traffic. You do a lot of work on security. So lots of different things that really we have to be looking at as website owners. And you know, it's become kind of like we were talking about with video, website has become a necessity, right? I mean, it's no longer should I have a website. It's
no.
what does it need to accomplish?
You need to have a website and you need to know what it is that you want to accomplish. And you're just taking a step back earlier, you mentioned you know, that you invest time in long-term relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you invest. If you have a website, you are also investing in that relationship as well, because you're going to have links from places all over the internet. People are going to be linking to you and to specific pages. And just to the point that you just mentioned, that you may think you may have forgotten about things that you have on your website, but somebody finds it someplace. And they go and they read it and they find out, oh, no new clients, or oh, here's an offer, or oh, here's something that's happening that may be completely different than what
yeah.
you're doing now. So it's always a good idea to take a look at those and just make sure that things are what you want them to be.
And then for some of us, we just completely change things and need to be looking at, does it even represent us anymore? I know I actually, I was at a networking event in Houston last week, and someone handed me their card, and then they said, but don't look at my website. You know, like that whole website shame thing, right?
right, exactly. Here's my card. Let me just cross this out so you don't go there. Just give me a call or here's my email, but don't look at my website.
Yeah. It doesn't need to be that way, does it, Paul?
No. And it shouldn't be that way. It should be something that you're proud of. You know, you mentioned it should look nice. Right, but that's not the main thing and only thing that you want your website to do. You want it to work for you and not just be a pretty picture.
That's right. So let's talk about it working for us. What should a website be doing for us?
Oh, that's a broad question. So the website should be, before you ask or before I answer that one, you should ask yourself, what is it that you want your website to do for you? A lot of times people just think a website is a place where people get information, and that's right. That's one thing that it can do. But a website can do so much more. The simplest thing would be kind of brochureware, where it just gives information about you and your company. If you have a brick-and-mortar shop, maybe it has the hours and directions and how people can find you. And if that's all you want is kind of your little nick of the internet where people can find out information about you, then that's great. But there's so much more that can happen. You could develop a community on your website. You can have memberships on your website. You can sell products on your website. You can have your website position you to be the expert in your field. And it can be used to niche you down into a specific field. So it's these type of things that you need to think about and ask yourself, what's the purpose of your website? And keep in mind, you know, there's nothing wrong with needing more than one website to do what you do.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Very good.
A lot of times people try to cram everything onto one website, and it just looks so disjunct because they're selling products, and they're doing coaching, and they're having events, and they're, you know, have a brick and mortar store, and, you know, all kinds of different things that are happening, and people can easily get lost that way. So branching out and having multiple sites that do different types of things is perfectly acceptable as well.
Yeah, and it's about designing that plan and understanding what you want each piece to bring to the table, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's something that a lot of people don't typically think about when they start a website. They don't really plan it out. They look at sites that are out there and what they see, and they go, okay, yeah, I need something like that, and I need a page of this, I need a page of that, without considering it as the whole picture of the company, of the business.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. Big stuff. And so I know that you happen to really like the platform WordPress.
Yes.
And is that, you know, do you see that being the answer for pretty much the majority of entrepreneurs, solo entrepreneurs, maybe small to medium-sized businesses? Do you think that WordPress is really where they should be playing?
Not only do I think so, but the majority of folks out there today think so as well. WordPress is becoming the fastest, most popular platform of building a website there is today. About 25% of all the websites, of all the websites on the internet, not just the new ones, but all of them are using WordPress.
Wow.
And the reason for that is simply because it makes it easier for people to modify their website or add content or add articles when they want to. And if they can write an email or use a word processor like Microsoft Word, you can keep up and maintain your own website. Now, it might be a little bit more difficult to build it by yourself if you don't have any background or knowledge to make it the way you want it to look. But once it's built and done, you can easily maintain it yourself. And that's one of the great reasons why I started working with WordPress years ago. I was building sites, quote unquote, the traditional way, in HTML and coding it and using all the tags and all the technical stuff. And I was creating sites for my clients. And if you have a website like that, you know that if it comes time to change something, even if it's something is changing your hours that you're open or that you're doing business from 10 o'clock on Saturday, you want to open earlier till 8 o'clock in the morning, there was this back and forth business of, hey, can you change the time on my website? Sure. What time do you want it to be? 8 o'clock. Is that every day? No, it's just on the week. Right. So there's this whole back and forth with, quote,
yeah,
unquote, the webmaster. Right? And you have to play that game, and you put it up, and they go, oh, well, I was, you know, really wanted to showcase that, and can you change the size of it? And it's this back-and-forth business that just got crazy. But that was the only way to do it back then. And that's what I would do, because people didn't want to learn all that techie stuff to build a website. Well, fast forward, I won't get into all the details, but I learned about WordPress, and at first I kind of poo-pooed it, like, ugh, I'm a real developer. Seriously, come on. I build sites from scratch and, you know, blank paper kind of thing. But I went through and I learned it. I got involved and the light clicked. Right, got so much brighter. I thought, oh, forget about what I'm doing, but this makes it so much easier for the business owner to go and make changes when they want. So at that point, I converted all of my clients to WordPress sites. And they were able to do a lot of the maintenance, you know, what we call maintenance themselves. They were able to add new content, to add articles, to add, you know, blog posts. And, you know, it empowers them because they don't have to worry about working with somebody else to do the simple things that they want to do. And it just made it so much easier.
Yeah. So what do you think, what have you seen to be really the biggest mistake that people are making? Maybe when they're creating their own website, and this is not about them doing it or you doing it or any of that, but what are they doing wrong out there? What could they shift that would either make their site more productive, something along those lines.
All right. So we actually already talked about the biggest thing, which is failure or lack of planning. Just dive right in and say, here I go. You know, think about if you build a house, you don't just start building a house. You work with an architect or somebody and you come up with the plans. So let's assume that somebody has the plans and they have it incorporated into where they want to go and that sort of thing. I think the biggest mistake, at least for our community, being the entrepreneurs, is when, you know, they talk to the professionals and say, I need a website. And as you mentioned, they go to a web designer and they get something that's really pretty and nice. And they go, oh, this looks nice. But it doesn't convert for them. It doesn't collect emails. It doesn't help develop a relationship with people so that they keep coming back and they get the content or that they learn more about you. You know, it's one thing to have a nice, pretty looking site, and there's one that becomes a tool for your business. And that's certainly what you would want it to do. You want to make it an effective tool that's working for you instead of you just putting information on there and sharing information. And, you know, because when that happens, pretty soon you're just going to get frustrated and annoyed that this is a time-sucking machine. Right? You're saying, oh, my gosh, I got to work on my website again. I got to post another blog. I got to do this. As opposed to seeing the fruits of your efforts and the results coming in where your list getting bigger, or you're getting sales conversions on your products and you're making those, and you know, you can always tell who's happy with their website and who's not. So that would be the biggest mistake, I think, is that people just think that the website is something pretty.
The other thing you talk a lot about is security. That's a big topic, isn't it? We don't have a long time, Paul. But, you know, what do people need to be thinking about and looking at when it comes to their website and security?
I mentioned that WordPress is relatively easy. Well, the good news is WordPress is easy. The bad news is WordPress is easy. So because it's easy, a lot of people go out and try to do it themselves, and they're successful. However, one of the things that seems to always get neglected, and it's not anybody's fault, it's just that they don't know about it, is that the security of a website obviously is important, but people don't understand or know how to do it. And a lot of times you may hear people say, oh, WordPress is not secure. Don't ever build a website with WordPress because it gets hacked all the time. Well, the reason people say it gets hacked all the time is because of the volume of the number of sites that are out there. Right? You can't say that Windows is more prone to attacks from viruses than Macs is a valid argument, just because PCs, there's so many more computers running Windows than there are that are running the Mac operating system. So because there's all these sites now running WordPress, that's where the hackers are trying to target themselves. And it becomes a lot easier to secure a site, make it more hacker-proof, if you can, then when you know what to do, as opposed to just saying, crossing your fingers and saying, I hope I don't get hacked.
Yeah.
And so that's one of the things that you need to know about, is just make sure it's secure. And the easiest, one of the easiest ways, is to make sure that you're using a nice, strong password. Right? If we start with this, the basics. If you know what, if you memorize what your password is, chances are it's not a good, safe password.
Yeah.
It should be what I call a strong, ugly password, and that's things like, you know, uppercase H, X, number 2, lowercase M, uppercase Y, pound, 364, you know, it'll drive you crazy trying to memorize it.
Yeah.
That is a good, strong password.
I remember we were in a class one time, and Paul said, if you can remember your password, it's not, I was like, uh-oh, I'm in trouble. I have to go home and change all my passwords. So, I'm safe now, Paul, thanks to you, so. At least from the password aspect. So we're good
there. The other thing along with, another thing while we're talking about passwords real quick, is that you should never use the same password on more than one website, especially if you use it for banking, if you use it for your emails, because what will happen is if somebody hacks into your email, let's say you have a Gmail account, and they hack in there, well, they can go to your, read through your emails, and chances are you have an email from your bank account there. saying, here, log in. And what do they do? They're going to use the same password because so many people just have a password that they use for everything.
Yeah.
So if nothing else, make sure you have different passwords for each of your accounts.
Good stuff, Paul. Good stuff. And I'm so excited that you're going to be with us at Legacy and sharing your website knowledge. It's always good. And you'll be, by the time you get to Legacy, you'll be sharing all your new information, right?
I will be, yep. It will all be up and out and available and ready. And I'm so excited. it's going to be huge. It's huge.
Yeah.
We're working on it for what, probably about a month or so at least. And
yeah.
Oh, never thought it'd be this much work, but it's definitely well worth it.
Some exciting new stuff coming from Paul. Really, it's that next level stuff too. So that's all really cool. Let's tell them for now how they can get in touch with you.
The easiest way to get in touch with me would be either going to my website at ineedhelpwithwordpress.com. That's ineedhelpwithwordpress.com. Or you can shoot me an email at help@ineedhelpwithwordpress.com.
Very good. Good stuff. And Paul has lots of great information on that website about, all kind of things. Like maybe one of the things I love about WordPress is that it's kind of like open source, right? So all these people created widgets and all kinds of things you can use on your website. And I know Paul does a lot of, gives you lots of tips on what's out there and what works well and what you should and shouldn't incorporate into your website. So thank you, Paul, for being on the show and for being such a brilliant website person all the way around.
Well, thank you very much.
All right, guys, we're going to take a short commercial, and we'll be back to wrap up the show.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Listen to The Legal Eagle and The Coach each Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. on Tough Talk Radio Network. Leading local and national experts in business will share their keys to success so that our listening audience can be educated and entertained along the way to becoming all they can be. So whether you're new to business or highly experienced, The Legal Eagle and The Coach with hosts David Alterburn and Brian Kaiser is a great radio program for you. For more information, go to LegalEagleAndTheCoachRadio.com.
Attention entrepreneurs, it's time to get real. Real about who you are, where you want to be, and what you're willing to do to get there. To make the leap from just getting by to making real money and making a real difference in this world takes a plan and certain skills. If you are serious about building a business that makes a difference in this world, join Michelle Sism at her Legacy Live event in Houston, Texas, September 10th through the 12th. Learn more at LegacyLiveEvent.com. We will see you there.
Again, today we had two fantastic guests. First, we had Dennis Magoo from Growth Coaching Systems. You guys check him out at growthcoachingsystems.com. And I want you to really pay attention to what they have going on with video and what they're doing and how they're using it and how they're creating it for others to use in their marketing. You know, I said while I was talking to Dennis that what I appreciated so much about them is that they understand the marketing conversation. So it's not just, they're not just some guys with video equipment, right, who are going to let you come in and say anything or do anything because it's your money and your video. They are looking at all of it coming from an aspect that is marketing angled. And when you are looking at creating a legacy, at building the business that's going to allow you to retire, the business that's going to allow you to work from a beach somewhere, whatever that looks like, whether it's selling it, continuing it, transitioning it to the second generation. When we want to do that, it's extremely important that we are systemized, that we are putting out information that gets people to know what we are up to and what our business is up to. And what I thought that was brilliant that Dennis said was that you need to make sure that not all your videos are just about you. They should be about the business when we have an end game, right? When we know what we're headed towards and what we're looking for. So thank you, Dennis, for being on the show with us. And then we just heard from Paul Taubman, I Need Help with WordPress.com. And be sure that you reach out to Paul and you know, if your website is not producing in the way that you would like to see it produce. And you know, I teach all of my clients that the main goal of their website is number one, to build their list, to get people engaged in the conversation so that they can continue the conversation and build relationship. And then number two, it's for people to get more information and further the relationship on their own with you. So that might be through blogging. It might be through the use of those videos in a blog post or those videos on your homepage or those videos in your opt-in, whatever that looks like. But we need to look at what's going on your website. When people are coming there, how many people are showing up every month? And remember, traffic is your job. Okay, it is your responsibility to ask those people to come to your site. There are things that you can do to start driving traffic. But when that traffic gets there, what happens? Do they just bounce away and never do anything? Or are they actually opting into your giveaway or whatever that looks like, right? Are they taking the actions that you want them to take on your website? All of these things are extremely important when we are creating the business that is going to make the change in the world that we want to change, that we want to make. Each and every one of you started your business. You might have started it because you needed money then, right? It might have been a cash now kind of situation. But the reality is that we want to design something that is not a job for us, right? It is something that we can make a transition. We can choose to implement our exit strategy if we would like. And it's extremely important that we get a lot of these different things and these different systems in place. Now, I want to remind you that we are coming up quickly. I think we're 3 weeks from Thursday is the first day of Legacy Live in Houston, Texas, September 10th through 12th. I would like to invite you to join us. You can come and meet Dennis, come meet Paul, and many of the other guests that we've had over the last few weeks. You know, let's see, who did we have last week? Oh, we had Jenna last week for branding. We've had Matthew Goldfarb for messaging. You know, there's lots of, you're going to meet more of them in the next 2 weeks. Debbie O'Grady from the Accountability Squad, Joyce Brown, the Sales Savvy CEO, Sandy Lawrence, Perceptive Public Relations, who happens to be my publicist, Karen Lynn Moir from Legacy One Authors, if you're wanting to finally get that book written. Lots of really brilliant people that I am bringing together at this event to help you look. So we're going to look at your entire business. What does it look like today? What does it need to look like for you to choose whether it's time for you to execute your exit strategy? And so between those two spots is this big gray area, and there are things for you to get in place. And so I brought people into the event that I know are doing the things that you need to be doing. They're teaching you how to do those particular things. They're also available if you don't want to personally do them. I bet you can hire them to get some of it done. So very exciting. You can join us at legacyliveevent.com. And, you know, one last time I want to say that it's extremely important that you take the action that is required to have what you want to have. Remember that. The responsibility falls on your shoulders at this point in your business. All right, guys, this is Michelle Sism saying be decisive, and I hope to see you in a couple of weeks in Houston at Legacy Live Event. Check it out, legacylivevent.com. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Take Action and Get Profits with Michelle Sisson, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.